Welcome to the Life of a Hair Scrunchie book podcast, Chapter 1, What a New World. Abigail, wake up, says Madison. Have you noticed we are still on the shelf in the Walmart hair supply aisle? Yep, I know. But why are you waking me up to remind me? Besides, I really don't care. Well, you should, Abby. And I think we have a good chance of leaving today, says Madison. How do you figure? Well, we are the last pair on the shelf, and we come in the two most popular colors. I guess you're right, says Abigail. Look, someone's coming to buy us. After the purchase was completed in a short drive, the two scrunchies were removed from the bag and placed upon a dresser in the home of their new owner. Yes! We've finally been purchased, says Abigail. Now what? Well, all I know is that I'm hungry. Say no more. She has hair clip chips and coconut oil dip. Let's eat. Small hair clips dipped in coconut oil are the perfect snack, like chips and salsa for scrunchies. The two begin to eat when suddenly one of the hair clips snaps and speaks. Hey! Haven't you scrunchies heard anything about eating metal clips? We snap! We are not for eating. The plastic ones are the ones you eat, says Clip. Why didn't you warn me before? Asks Madison, rubbing her bruised lip. Abigail smiles. Oops. Abigail takes a step closer to the metal clip. What's your name? My name is Clippy. They call me Clip for short. Who are you two young scrunchies? My name is Abigail, limited edition, and this is my cousin, Madison Blue. Nice to meet you both. I'm from Japan. Where are you from? Asks Clip. We came from Walmart. That's all we know, says Madison. Where exactly are we now? We are currently at the house of the Dakota family. The person who purchased you was little Annabelle. She's just starting middle school. She faces some pretty interesting stuff there, says Clip. What do you mean? Asks Madison, stuffing her stomach with more food, the right kind this time. You'll see tomorrow when she wears you to school. But until then, get some rest, says Clip. Good night. Good night, says Abigail. Good night, says Madison.